This is Anderson Pence podcast episode 104 for Tuesday, May 20th, 2014. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Pence Radio Network.
We should do bloopers.
No, we shouldn't. No, we should.
I'll behave.
Okay.
Anyway. Awesome. What's up, everybody?
Sorry for the late start.
We were wrestling over who gets which pens.
We were, and
I won.
We had a good friend of ours stop in at the store after
What's
hours.
Up, Pete?
So it was good to see Pete. I haven't seen Pete in I don't know how long.
Well, you see
him all the time.
I see Pete. It used to be Pete and Dave when they would go to lunch, and now I see Dave every day. Although Dave's a little, Dave's awesome. But all day, Dave and I are totally in sync, and everything's great. And, you know, we work together, and life is beautiful. I'm in heaven. And then Brian comes in, and suddenly we have this discussion, and now there are three of us. And half the time, Dave agrees with Brian. And he's been, like, on my side all day. So he's, like, switching sides at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, he gets you for 7 hours. He gets me for an hour. So, I mean, he's just trying to equal it out, right?
Okay, well, that's true.
You know, yeah. I mean, you get 7 hours of compromise. I get one.
So. You know, it's not compromising. It's we're working together. We are in sync. And then you come, and suddenly he sinks to the other side.
Well, you know, we've got a lot of years of syncing together.
You do, you do. You've known him for what, 20 years?
Boy,
I'm just trying to make up for lost time.
I've known Dave since 89, maybe 90. 25 years, but we're probably close to 25 years now.
Wow. I've known him like 25 months.
What are you saying? I'm old. Wow.
You know, ghost, the ghost of Harold showed up here.
Oh, all right.
All right. So we you know, we say this every time. We're really going to try and keep it a little shorter. I had this like hour and a half, almost 2 hour long conference call last night that just took a lot of energy out of me. We did a lot of stuff today at the store. We got some really cool stuff at the store today.
We got some cool stuff happening.
So we're going to try and keep it short, which, of course, never happens.
9:05. We're going to close it up tonight.
Yeah, anyway.
I think it's going to happen this time because the agenda is pretty slim here.
Maybe. So,
maybe.
Okay. So anyway, we had a really interesting weekend. And here's why. It was incredibly, there are no words for how awesome it is, but it was really kind of cool because we did this thing we like never do.
Because we like, honor.
We relaxed, and we took some personal time, and that was really kind of like addictive.
Yeah,
I think we should do it again.
Mm-hmm.
So Hugh and Carol, come back.
Yeah. So we had a visit from our good friends Hugh and Carol.
OMFG.
Oh, my God. East Coast. We see him at usually two shows a year, Baltimore and the upcoming DC.
Sometimes did we see him in Philly?
I believe we did.
Okay.
I think we saw him in Philly.
There are stalker laws in some of those states.
Yeah, that's all right. They can stalk us all they want.
That's true.
They're awesome, and
we had a great time.
And pens and.
And family and kids and you know they've heard about our kids. They finally got to meet them. That was interesting.
Yeah. We had a nice cookout.
Oh my God, we had a we're Sunday. Still eating leftovers.
Yeah,
we're gonna be eating leftovers for days.
We ate a lot. We had some good wine. It was just a really fun
awesome
weekend.
Dessert. Must have hit. One of the better restaurants in town. We must have hit them on the day that our waitress started. The food was awesome. The service not so much, but I think overall we had a good time. Brunch was awesome, except they forgot our champagne.
They did, yeah, and I didn't realize it until like yesterday morning.
After.
I don't know why. Maybe I was thinking about
no headache.
I was thinking about champagne.
I don't know.
Work. I don't know.
It was an awesome brunch. So there's your food for the podcast. We ate like kings this weekend.
We did.
It was awesome.
Yep. real super, super good food, and brunch was great.
Weather was perfect for a visit. And, you know, it was funny because Hugh and Carol have been with us in a number of ways on this entire journey back channel. They've been a great, great source of support and constructive criticism. And, you know, when we switched over to the new site, Hugh's task was to try and break the site.
Yeah, Hugh sent me like 8 pages. 8 pages, literally, of stuff. So,
you know, and we usually see them closer to their turf. We've been to their house. And, you know, so this was good to, you know, when your mom comes to visit and you've got to clean, it was really good to do that as well. But, you know, we live in our house. It's not a showcase, but it was a good excuse to make the kids help spring clean.
Yep.
And that was great. But it was really interesting to see the expression on someone's face, on both of their faces, but I think a little more so Hugh, when he walked into the store. You know, we get people with all sorts of responses who walk into the store, like, are you serious? A store dedicated to pens? Or,
well, yeah, we had kids come in today, and they're like, oh, look at that, there's a $100 pen. Oh,
oh
my God. It's $400. Did people ever actually buy those?
Like, we're like, yeah. Yes, it blew their minds.
Yeah.
You know, last week we had, I don't know if we mentioned it on the podcast, but a kid mentioned that it was like walking into Ollivander's in Harry Potter, and, you know, it was Ollivander's to Harry Potter what our store is to a pen collector, and that was kind of cool. But to see Hugh's expression and to see his response to the store
was awesome.
Was really, really pretty cool.
Well, it was funny, actually. You know, they came to visit the house, and they came upstairs to the office, the mess of an office that I have here. And we're looking at some pens, and he's like,
I'm showing Carol the entire room that is my closet, and we're doing the girl thing. And Hugh's like on his knees praying in front of the pen chest.
He's like, oh my God, can I sit in the chair? I want to sit in the chair.
I heard he did that.
So, yeah, I was like, I should have taken a picture. It would have been hilarious. We didn't take any pictures while they were there. What the heck were we thinking?
We were thinking we need to eat. We need to have some wine.
Yeah. So. Yeah, so that was a blast.
I can't express how exciting it was, how awesome it was to have them here.
Yeah.
And that leads into, come on up, people.
Yeah, we have a good time up here.
Come on, take a vacation. Come on out. Aziza, what the heck, girl?
Yeah.
Come on. We practically live in South Canada anyway. Just drive on down. Just do it. Just over the border. We're right there. Jenny, you know, Massachusetts, Wisconsin, it's all the same thing. Just come on over. I'm telling you. Think about it. Think how much fun it would be if, and I'm going to leave people out and I'm sorry, but if Jenny and Tracy and Mary and Shireen and all the girls came out, and we did, Dalee, absolutely, oh my God, have a little sleepover. I just think it would be fun.
It would be.
So. It would be. Right, Bob at the Green Gecko would have a good time.
Oh, he would, yeah.
We'd go get cookies. Totally.
What else do you want to talk about tonight?
I want to talk about Dave.
Okay. are you gonna play this tomorrow in the store?
I'm going to hope he doesn't see it. We love you, Dave. it's really interesting to get to know someone who has known you for 25 years. Just leave it at that.
He's not telling any stories, is he? Whatever he says, they're not true.
No, he does. He is a good friend. He doesn't tell me anything. But it's nice to learn about how he proposed to his wife and you know, stories about Caitlin, their daughter. And, you know, so we compare kids' stories and, you know, we do the parent thing. No, he's a very good friend. He doesn't divulge anything. Me, on the other hand.
And he's doing a bang-up job. He really knows his pens.
He's phenomenal. You guys need to come and meet Dave. He rocks. So. I'm telling you. You will start to notice some interesting things on the site. Things are changing, thanks to Dave in part. So we are getting some stuff done at the store. It's so awesome to have another person, to have 40 hours of a second pair of hands and a second brain and a new perspective.
Yep.
Third brain, third perspective.
Second brain, you're not counting wrong. Mine doesn't count.
No, you're the third. I think I can disconnect you here. Anyway, it's been heaven. We can't believe it's been a month already.
Yeah.
And, you know, next week, this will be the second show we've been open and shipping while we are gone.
Yeah.
It's like cloning ourselves. It's kind of cool.
Well, you know, that brings up a good point. Raleigh is coming up. We should talk about Raleigh perhaps, huh?
No.
What do you mean no?
Because there'll be an auction. Here's how it's going to go.
What if there are people in North Carolina that want to go to a show?
I'm going to drive all night. You're going to sleep to conserve your strength. We're going to get there. We're going to get halfway set up. You're going to see something you need to buy. You're going to go shop and buy it. And then there's going to be an auction. We're going to see George Romakis, who's going to bring stuff. We are going to hang out with John Veeley, and that'll be great. And, we're going to see Mike and Audrey, and we're going to see Joyce and Johnny, and, you know, we're going to see all our friends from the down south, and then you're going to buy a lot of stuff. George is going to bring you stuff that you're going to go, oh, honey, it's this great deal, and look, I only need to get a nib for it.
That is so harsh. Let's talk about the show. I mean, there are people that, if they're in the area, they're within a few hour drive, man, I recommend going. It's a nice show. It is.
Yes. It's smaller.
But
it's well trafficked.
It is. There's good traffic. A lot of people come
Carol,
to the show.
Carol, this is for you. Big chunk of lime in there. I know how to cut my limes.
It's strong on the vintage side. There will be a good deal of modern pens, but it's strong on the vintage side. So there's going to be some pen repair. There's some nib tuning going on. All sorts of good stuff. There's an auction, of course, which I'm excited about.
Is Steph going to be there? She could distract you.
I don't know if Steph's going to be there. That's a long drive for Steph.
I know it.
The show actually starts on Thursday next week.
Oh, we should be there.
It's 15 tables. First come, first served. Parts exchange, which sadly we can't be there for that. When are we leaving anyway? Are we leaving Thursday afternoon?
We are leaving Thursday afternoon so that we arrive Friday morning so that we can set up before the show arrives.
Okay.
I would like to get there before people start calling us worrying about us like last year.
All right, so Thursday, if you happen to be in the area, it's really, really for the hardcore people, because with 15 tables, there's not going to be a terrible. I mean, 15 tables is 15 tables, right? So
that's like
9 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Us plus two other people.
Right, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and it's exhibitors and weekend registrants only. So it does start Thursday, but if you're really looking for the big show, come Friday, May 30th, 8 a.m. to 1, pen trading, and the public show opens at 1. So if you do end up getting that weekend pass, you can get in at 8. And it's in the ballroom. There are going to be 3 seminars on Friday.
At least.
At least 3. Okay, there's 3 that are listed right now. The Susan Worth seminar that she does. Gary Garner, this would actually probably be a very interesting seminar. I wish I could make it, but I can't because I'll probably be at the table.
Well, John will be there. George will be there. We could perhaps get people to help cover.
Well, we'll see. Smart Fountain Pen Investing, a discussion of categories, special factors, and distinctiveness. Now Gary's just recently, within the last year or so, started doing seminars. So I bet he's no stranger to high-end pens. I mean, he's got some nice stuff. So I bet his seminar is very interesting. And Gary, of course, he handles the auctions in Raleigh and in Baltimore.
Yep.
So, or in Philly.
Yep.
But
yours truly will be there to help, as always.
Yes,
if
yes.
Gary's doing an auction, I volunteer to help.
Yeah,
that way, it's actually easier to glare at you across the room than next to you.
I just want to bring up a point here for the general audience. At last year's Raleigh Pen Show, Lisa bought more pens in the auction than I did. I can prove it because I found the auction sheet just this last weekend. That has the listing of all the lots that we won. And I actually came out ahead because I sold a pen just before the auction for more than the pens that I bought in the auction.
What's your point?
I'm just saying.
Okay. I'm pretty sure in the audience, I can count more people on my side than your side.
All right. Anyway, 3:30 on Friday, Ron Zorn's giving a general fountain pen repair seminar. So Ron is...
I would go to that. You should go to that.
I should, yeah, I should.
You should. We'll make that happen.
I'd be gone from 2:30 to 4:30 on a Friday. You know.
I can take care of that.
So the show runs essentially a public show runs 1 to 7, so it runs later on Friday, and Ron is really a master of all things repair. He's very.
Ron's amazing. Yep.
He does the stuff that nobody else does. You know. So.
Yes, and he does it well.
And so that's Friday. Now, if you can't come Friday, that's fine. But you need to be there on Saturday. Saturday's really, really the big, big day. Grand door prize, courtesy of our good friends at Franklin Christoph.
Oh, my God. Whatever it is going to be gorgeous.
It's the looks like the Model 19, 1901 King's Gold.
Nice.
Fountain pen, $195 MSRP. Your choice of nib is
ooh,
a grand
go for
door
a cool.
prize.
Yeah. Go for a cool one.
Yeah, so I don't know if that includes Matsuyama or not. It doesn't matter. That's a cool pen. I'm somewhat biased because we have the 19, but it is a cool pen. It's a nice.
It's very cool.
Big pen.
Nightstick.
Yeah, it's a delight to use. So that's the grand prize. So you got to stick around on Saturday to sign up for that. Show runs 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. We got a couple more seminars. Deb Basil's doing a 2-hour hands-on workshop.
God, I just need to get... We all need to work on Deb to do it at night so all the vendors can attend because that would just rock.
Why don't we just bring her up here?
Well, there's a whole money thing.
Well, you know.
She would love to. She would have a blast and everybody in Appleton would love her.
We should figure out a way to do that. We'll have a Deb Basil calligraphy class or something up here and that would just be awesome.
Oh, and then we could have a sleepover.
And we could have a sleepover. 9:30 to 11:30, Deb Basil workshop. $7 material fee, and I believe that includes she gives you a pen, I think, with that.
Yes, that is an amazingly cheap.
Yes, you can't get that anywhere else. Limit 25 students. So...
If the class is full, you won't feel that it's full because you will absolutely get Deb's full attention and you will feel like you are the only one in the room. She is amazing. She's got such a wonderful demeanor about her and such a wonderful personality, and she's just so engaging. She's just wonderful. Yeah, we need to bring her up.
So that's first thing in the morning. So I would imagine they're probably going to have a sign-up sheet right at the front door.
Probably.
So get in on that. If you have any interest whatsoever, definitely worth $7 is, you know, please.
That's nothing. That's nothing. There will also be, we won't have a separate, we will not have a separate PCA table, but we will have brochures, we'll have magazines to give away, we will be doing some scavenger hunts for the kids with the free pens, so if you're thinking about coming, bring the kids.
Yep.
It's kind of fun.
Let's see, what else on Saturday? Susan Wirth's doing her workshop again. And Gary Garner's doing another seminar, an overview of collecting. This sounds very interesting. If you're interested in history, and designs, materials, colors, nibs, filling mechanism, boxes, and inks. Doesn't that sound interesting?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure it's awesome. Gary's got an amazing collection. Every time you look at his pens for sale, they're just like, he's like, oh yeah, these are the seconds, right? Yeah, just so. Dessert Party, 7:15.
Oh heaven!
Not to be missed. The interesting thing about the Dessert Party in Raleigh as opposed to Columbus is it's usually in a regular room, so it's real close, and there's like a balcony, so we can go out on the balcony and catch some fresh air. But you're surrounded by people. You get to your real close contact with a lot of people. You can chat with all sorts of different folks, and the desserts are great. And then the auction.
Well, correct. And the beautiful part is that I managed to find that hotel we've been looking for the last year, with the really good beer, the awesome appetizers,
and the really nice patio.
Yeah, it was very relaxing. So we're looking forward to being back there. The Raleigh show is just very, I just want to call it soothing. I mean, Terry just does such a great job. Now, Columbus is bigger and busier, but Raleigh is just really, it's like comfort food almost. You know, we get to see some of our friends who we don't see very often. I can't wait to see Mike and Audrey. I can't wait to see Joyce and Johnny McLam. I can't wait to see, there's so many people who we don't see except at a few of the Eastern and Southern shows. It's just going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I think Aziza should go.
I think she should too.
She should.
But if you're only going to go to one show, that may not be.
No, D.C. or L.A. Eric should go.
So that's Saturday, Vintage Pen Auction, 8 o'clock. There's going to be 100 lots. The pictures are not up on the website yet, which really concerns me because I need to stake out my hunt.
It's not that it concerns you.
Well,
it's that it frustrates you.
I want to know what I'm hunting here.
Well, maybe you just shouldn't hunt. Do you camp?
Don't camp. No, I don't camp. I don't camp anymore. I don't camp any less. I don't camp anymore.
There you go.
So, Sunday public show, 11 to 5, a little bit later start, which is always welcome on a Sunday.
Yep.
A couple seminars.
And don't forget that the hotel is the Embassy Suite, so there is a 2-hour happy hour every night.
Yes.
And I promise not to spill my drink on Sarah Jane again. I did that 2 years ago. It was really red wine on jeans, not a good thing. Good, I'll be more careful.
So Sunday, 11 to 5, a couple
and, of different... And Sunday's still a good day.
It is, yeah, it's good there. Martin Ferguson's going to be doing a repair seminar at 2 in the afternoon. Emphasis...
Now Sam is not going, correct?
No, Sam's not going, but Martin's going to do emphasis on snorkels. So if you have an interest in repairing snorkels... or touchdowns, you need to see Martin's seminar. And Martin's, of course, is a good friend of ours, and he knows he does snorkel repair all day long at the show. So he's partly who I learned most of my snorkel technique from. So that's kind of Raleigh, and that's coming up quick. So
it's scary.
And we'll talk a little bit about it next week. Maybe hopefully they'll have some pictures up. We can say that. But I guess we should mention. Let's see where it is, huh?
Which we mentioned.
Embassy Suites, Harrison Oaks, in Cary, North Carolina.
Cary, North Carolina, exactly. It's a nice drive. It's a nice place. It's just a really nice little show. Yeah. Certainly bigger than Detroit. Bigger than a couple of the others, but it's just incredibly well run, very low key. I think last year they had the best attendance ever, so it's certainly growing and it's certainly busy.
Well, and here's the best part. Admission is $10 a person, $15 a couple. It's good for all 3 days.
Awesome price.
Children under 12 are free, so you can't beat that. That's one of the best prices anywhere of any of the shows, so. And it's going to be bigger this year than it was last year. They're expanding out into the hallway. In fact, we don't know yet, do we, if we're going to have five tables or not.
We don't. We've put in our request. I know that we definitely have four. We are also at the, we're in the number one spot for an extra table, but I'm not sure. Yeah. It's a good sign that all the tables are spoken for. You never want to be in this situation where you've got, you know, 20 tables you're trying to sell. So Terry does an excellent job of promoting. He does an excellent job of filling the tables. He does an excellent job of putting the right people next to each other and behind each other as much as he can, and it's all very good.
He's Terry's a legend, really.
He is. In fact, I'm going to try and interview him for the next issue of The Pennant.
Oh, that's amazing.
That will be fun. Terry's... Yeah, this man has been around. He's seen a lot. He's done a lot. So
he's
it will be very interesting.
He's got a dry wit, dry sense of humor that's just really...
He does.
It comes around and kicks you in the back, right? Because and then he looks at it and he's got that little kind of coy little smile that he has. And,
yeah, no, Terry's great. And it's going to be a fun interview, so look for that down the road. I haven't even thought of the questions yet or even asked him, but I'm sure he'll say yes. Some of you remember when we had his son Ben on the podcast, and Ben was a trip. We love Ben.
Yep.
But
yep. That's right, yeah.
Terry is just a southern gentleman.
Yep.
So, absolutely. Anyway, that's that.
There it is, Rob. Go.
Yeah.
It's well worth your time.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So if you're into vintage pens, especially,
drive up, drive down, and Paul's gonna fly out. Aziza is gonna drive down. Prane is gonna show up. That would be fun. No. Prane, aren't you done with school yet?
A little party.
Yeah. Have your parents bring you down.
We'll be by next week. All right. In the spirit of trying to keep this short.
Ooh, we could.
We could, yeah. We got a couple new things in the store today that I think we should talk about.
Well, we're going to talk about them because you're mad at me. All right. It's a joke.
Okay.
I like to torture Brian.
She does. Oh, my God.
We get stuff in at the store every day, and I'll either send a picture or I'll just send him a text and say, you know, the box from insert any pen company or any ink company arrived today.
Well, you know what's worse now? You realize that.
How?
Well, because
Dave's there, and so Dave and I both text you? I mean, how could it possibly be worse?
Because when I come in, you know, part of the excitement, and I realize that excitement probably wanes because you do it all the time, is you open the box and there's this just huge pile of pens.
Oh, it's awesome. It's just like, woo.
Yeah. Yeah. You look at them out, check them out. But by the time I got to the store today, there was like hardly, I mean, Dave had put everything away. It was all, you know.
He's that fast.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, the stickers are on the boxes, business cards in the boxes, on the shelf.
We had it priced. We had it out. Yeah, we had a stack of stuff for you to take pictures of. You know, we were good.
I saw the box it came in. The boxes.
And it was big.
And I saw the four pens on the counter. I'm like, what's going on here? I came today.
Oh, yeah, Dave and I had fun. We're checking things out. He was like looking at things going, oh, this would be nice in a really nice shirt pocket.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Dave's getting the bug.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I hope his wife doesn't find out.
Well, the big news...
this is when I get fun stuff out.
This is when you get fun stuff out. I have one here. Delta has come out with a new pen.
Oh, it's so cool.
It is a new entry-level pen. And a steel nib. It's called the Unica. And this is a really, really a nice, nice pen. It's similar to the Serena, which if Steph's in the chat there, she will attest to is a good pen. I've got mine right here.
Smaller than the Serena.
It's about the same size. I don't have my Serena with me. The fountain pen is about the same size. A nice classic flat top pen. Comes in three different colors. The white is very nice.
It's Wayne in the chat. He's going to yell at me. The blue is absolutely gorgeous.
Yep. The blue is actually the same material as The Serena.
But, the blue Serena. You know, it looks a little different. It's just really got, I think it's the cut.
This,
it's just
this
really
pen is a little more minimalist, right?
Yes.
The Serena's got the sleek. Yeah, the Serena has the metal trim, and it's got the darker trim.
Yes.
And these have nice, you know, shiny trim. And,
all right, so color you've got match. Blue, which is very pretty. Brian mentioned the white. Do you have the white?
I have the white, yep.
Okay. The white's very pretty. It's a pearl white, and the barrel is thin enough that you can see a little bit of the converter already in there, but it's a very pretty, very pearly color. It's really very nice.
I don't do white pens normally, but this one's no? very attractive.
But you know, here's the surprise. Like Dave kept looking at this for Julie, his wife. This pink is awesome. Check this out.
Yeah, there's no missing that.
Yeah, it's a bright pink for sure, but it's not over the top. You know, it's just pink. There's no purple. There's no swirls. It's just this really beautiful pearlized color that's definitely got some depth. It's really very nice.
Yeah, so it is. It's
if I were a pink person, I would totally be all over this.
Yep. It's a cartridge converter. Does not come with a converter to keep the price correct. Down. Converter does not come with it, but it's a standard international converter. So if you got one,
very, very nice. When we saw these in Ross's case, we were like cranky almost that we couldn't take some of them from his case.
Yeah, I was a little upset.
Like, no, we want those. We're just going to take all those.
Yeah, so there they are. They're a nice roller clip. Very nice looking pen. So
really well done. Nice size.
Fountain, roller, and ballpoint. The roller ball is a little bit smaller. I don't have the dimensions up on the website yet, but the
ballpoint, very nice. Yeah. Very smooth, but really a good size. Very nice size.
So that's the Unica. For right now, there are three colors.
Right now.
And what else do we get? We got the Vanishing Point in the new metal colors.
Last week, I don't think we talked about this. Or maybe it came in after the podcast. I don't remember. We did receive in, finally, we've been waiting for like 6 weeks, the Pilot Metropolitan with the fine nib. And so we have a few of those left. Those definitely have gone out pretty quickly. So grab yours now. And we did get the metallic Vanishing Points. Again, we've been waiting on these things for frickin' ever. I think Pilot went on vacation or something right before they shipped our.
I have this one here. I think it's inked up already.
Oh, which one do you have? You inked up. How'd you ink that one?
How did I do it? You unscrew it. Inside, there's a piston converter, and then you rotate that counterclockwise.
All right. Well, I have the other four. These are really cool colors, guys. These are funky. Yep.
Matte black trim. They're nice. So.
Yeah, matte black trim and black nib. Very cool. They're really nice colors. The purple is really pretty cool. The green's kind of a funky color. And that orange, you know, the more I say I'm not a big orange fan, the more I like orange.
Okay. But
this orange pen with Sailor Apricot just might be the ticket.
All right.
Saying.
All right, so that's kind of a real brief overview. Yep. That stuff's all up on the site now. More new stuff coming. We got a bunch of new stuff. I don't have it up yet. And
are you going to talk about Sailor?
You know, we could talk about Sailor.
Sailor is
real
coming
brief.
Out.
Let's do it real brief.
All right, Sailor is coming out with some. Can you say kick ass on there? Some kick ass pens.
I did.
I said it twice. Oh my God. The sky is coming out. We'll have the pictures up soon. Drop dead frickin' gorgeous. This beautiful translucent bright blue in both the Pro Gear and the Pro Gear Slim. Also the King of Pen if you're looking for that, but that's just really big for me. As soon as we got the email from our rep, when Brian came in for coffee, I'm like, all right, I'm getting this.
I'll share it here with you.
Yeah.
Do you see this?
It's gorgeous, people. Absolutely. This picture doesn't do it justice. You want one of these.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Of course, the Pro Gear Slim is 14 karat nib, and the King of Pen and the Pro Gear Large are 21 karat nibs. But transparent, they're cartridge converters, but
beautiful.
Yeah, they're real nice. Lisa ordered one, I ordered one, and then we ordered a bunch for the store. Coming all seven nibs, extra fine, medium, broad, zoom, and music.
I think we ordered like 10 or 12 of them.
Yep, for ourselves.
Yeah. Pretty much. Gorgeous.
Anyway, there it is, and there's also coming out with a new teak.
A new teak, which only comes in a fine nib, but it's the first time that a teak pen has been offered by Sailor that isn't $800 or $1,000.
Yep.
$800 or $900 or $1,000. So this is really cool. We're getting some of those as well. But Sailor's really coming out with some very cool stuff. And don't forget that the re-release of the seasonal inks will be coming in just a couple weeks. So if you're looking for those...
They said June, so let's not...
They said mid-June.
Yeah, well, that's more than a couple weeks.
All right, well...
a few weeks.
But the point is... we keep upping our order, and we are actually at the point where we have bought everything that's available.
Yeah, there's only so much coming in.
So if you're looking for some of those new Sailor inks, go on the site, click on that back in stock notification, because as soon as we get them in and enter them on the site, you will immediately receive an email, and you need to jump on that ASAP.
Because
I'm going to take one of each.
Yeah, Yamadori is going to be the
one in my private stock. Yeah. Yes, we even ordered an extra. Yeah, Yamadori gonna go fast.
Yeah. So anyway, that's it. And I've been making some changes to the ink categories. The ink.
And the paper.
Easier to shop different categories, and it's just gonna be a whole lot easier. It's gonna make a whole lot more sense, and just doing general improvements on the site. So thanks to Dave as well. So.
Yep. Every day we're making a couple little changes, and. Every week you'll be able to see some of those changes, and feel free to send us an email and let me know what you think. Yep. Let us know what you think.
All right, you got any shout-outs tonight?
You know, not really.
Okay. Shout-out to Ivan for his birthday this year.
Definitely shout-out to Ivan. Happy 29th.
With some experience. 30.
Yep. And, of course, Hugh and Carol for coming up and sharing the weekend with us. We just had such a good time.
So, all right. Anything else?
No, that's it. I think we're going to, get this done before 9 for once.
All right. Comments, suggestions, or topics, use your pens. Write to us at 10 East College, Anderson Pens, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911, or stop and visit.
Stop in and see Dave and I, and... we'll text Brian and say, no, 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 no. You can catch us online.
Emails brian@andersonpens.net.
Or lisa@andersonpens.net.
You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/andersonpens.
That's a good idea. They should do that. Join our Facebook page. Give us a like. It's facebook.com/andersonpens.
The blog, of course, blog.andersonpens.net.
And I think Dave's working on something for that.
Dave's working on a blog post, so.
Yeah.
On a pen review.
This will be fun. He's an amazing writer. Definitely check out the website, andersonpens.net.
Join our mailing list for advance notice of upcoming new events, products, special sales, stuff going on at the store. Thanks so much for listening to our podcast this evening. We will see you next week. Have a good night.
Ooh.